Now, here's a question. What do these words have in common? Swindle, gust, besmirch, addiction, and lackluster. Well, the answer is they're all coined by Shakespeare, who died 400 years ago this week. But not all of Shakespeare's new words took off. Here's our resident language enthusiast, Tiger Webb.
Words invented by William Shakespeare that were not very successful at all. Kicky-wicky.
While it might sound like something Snoop Dogg would enjoy, kicky-wicky means housewife. The bard uses the word exactly once in All's Well That Ends Well. Perrault, that disloyal associate of the Count of Roussillon, says he wears his honour in a box unseen that hugs his kicky-wicky here at home. There's probably a pretty good reason that kicky-wicky didn't catch on. It's just so saccharine. Kicky-wicky, to me at least, sounds like the kind of word that's only legally permitted for use in conversation by the sort of relentlessly flawless couples who parade their fashionably understated Swedish aesthetic to inner city cafes and never quite manage to argue in public. Also, it just sounds so diminutive. So please, if you're able, do the kicky-wickies of the world a huge favour. When you're referring to them, just say spouse, or if you have to, de facto.
Oh, I don't know, Tiger. Would you like a cafe latte, my little kicky-wicky? I can hear that working. But as you say, among intimate couples who don't wish to be overheard, that was Tiger Webb with some of Shakespeare's long language, lost language. And tomorrow he's going to bring us the word incarnadine, which I don't think is a word that Shakespeare made up, but he did make up the idea that you could use it as a verb. Macbeth uses it as a verb. It's all about turning the green seas pink, as I recall.